This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
How could there be so many good shows to catch on a Monday?
I've got a big trick up my sleeve.
Well, let's see what it is.
3, 2, 1.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, March 4th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Movie theaters have finally found their savior. And yes, you guessed it, he wields desert power. Dune Part 2 has revived the box office with the biggest debut of the year so far. Armed with sandworms, star power, and a very memorable popcorn receptacle, the epic sci-fi sequel spiced up theaters nationwide, adding up to a massive opening weekend of $81.5 million domestically. That, by the way, is double the opening of the first film, which debuted simultaneously on HBO Max in 2021. Along with taking the top spot in the U.S., the film snagged the biggest global opening of the year, earning $178.5 million worldwide. Denis Villeneuve's sequel, which boasts an A-list cast led by Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya, marks the director's biggest opening to date. Be sure to check out EW.com for our coverage of that big final fight between Chalamet and Austin Butler, which character Villeneuve hates that he had to cut from the movie. What you need to know about that big cameo and more. Dune aside, there is a huge gap between the weekend's first and second place titles. Still, Bob Marley, One Love continued its unexpected streak of success with an additional $7.4 million domestically, bringing its total to $82.7 million. The musical biopic was trailed by faith-based drama Ordinary Angels with $3.8 million. Madame Web was in fourth with $3.2 million. And rounding out the top five, The Chosen Season 4 Episodes 7 and 8 made $3.1 million in their debut. And Mark Dodson, who voiced the cackling, salacious Crumb in Star Wars Return of the Jedi and the Mogwai in Gremlins, has died. He was 64. According to Dodson's agent, the actor died on Saturday, hours before he was slated to appear at a fan event in Indianapolis. His daughter told TMZ that he had a massive heart attack in his sleep. Dodson spent over four decades as a radio personality, voice actor, and producer who lent his voice to movies, video games, and several commercials. The actor got his start as Return of the Jedi's Crumb, a shrill monkey lizard who served Jabba the Hutt. Dodson went on to voice the Mogwai in Joe Dante's 1984 classic Gremlins, and additionally voiced several zombies in 1985's Day of the Dead, Nima Scavenger in Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, and reprised his Gremlin role in Gremlins 2, The New Batch. He also voiced characters in video games including Ghost Runner, Bendy and the Dark Revival, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, and Star Trek Online. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. MasterChef is kidding around again. The new season of MasterChef Junior, our number three pick, starts tonight as chefs Gordon Ramsay and Aaron Sanchez are once again joined by Daphne Oz, who replaced Milk Bar's Christina Tosi last season. However, for the first time in the show's history, there will be a fourth judge on the panel. The ninth season welcomes Gordon's daughter, Tilly Ramsay, who has previously been a guest on many of her dad's shows. The aspiring young chefs this season will have someone a little closer to their own age judging their creations. Here's a preview.
I've got a big trick up my sleeve.
3, 2, 1.
MasterChef Juniors.
I am so excited it's back. But this time, I'm now judging this competition with my very own daughter.
That's right, it's my daughter, Tilly Ramsay. Come on, guys.
I think she was 12 years of age when she first graced the set of MasterChef, so to see her stand by my side is amazing.
It's really nice interacting with the kids because, you know, I'm not that far off age to them.
What I love about Tilly being on stage is also it softens up Gordon a little bit. He becomes that dad again.
Really?
That looks amazing.
She's just a joy. I think Tilly's getting her revenge for all her years of Gordon giving it good to her.
This looks better than half the dishes that come out of my dad's restaurant.
Burn!
These kids are taking cooking to the next level, but more importantly, they're coming here with such amazing ideas. Super quirky and incredibly competitive.
Let's go, don't give up.
Well, we will find America's next best little chef in waiting when MasterChef Junior premieres tonight at 8 on Fox, or you can catch it tomorrow on Hulu.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Tilly Ramsay certainly takes after her father. She has already made a name in the culinary world and has appeared on a lot of cooking shows. But her reality show appearances haven't been limited to culinary competitions. On what other reality show has Tilly Ramsay appeared? Shark Tank, Big Brother, or Strictly Come Dancing? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
National Geographic is putting the rulers of the natural world in the spotlight. The new documentary series, Queens, focuses on the female leaders of the animal kingdom, narrated by Angela Bassett, who was awarded an honorary Academy Award this year for her remarkable career. 4 years in the making, Queens was created by a female-led production team from around the globe, making this a one-of-a-kind look at Mother Nature. Here's a sneak peek at a scene from the series.
In hyena society, it's the youngest daughter that inherits the crown. But Zura's too young. And that leaves an opening for Aisha, Malkia's younger sister. Family loyalty is no match for Aisha's personal ambition. As Malkia's position weakens, Aisha and her daughters are gaining support. She has her sister's crown in her sights.
Well, Queens takes viewers to far-flung habitats where nature still runs wild, but digs into the story of matriarchs and their importance to the order and survival of these animal societies. You can catch the new 7-part docuseries Queens tonight when it debuts on National Geographic at 8, and it's available to stream tomorrow on Disney Plus and Hulu. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, we got to experience the first episode of a sitcom that lasted 7 seasons and nearly 150 episodes, and yet it doesn't really get the regular revisits given to other popular sitcoms from the era. I'm talking about Just Shoot Me, the NBC staple that centered around the fictional fashion magazine called Blush. Here's a scene from the show as Wendy Malick's Nina walks into the office painted gold head to toe.
You have a lot of nerve showing up at work today, lady.
Nina, why are you all gold?
Don't change the subject.
And why aren't you on the phone tracking down that solvent? I have a giant party tonight.
Don't worry, it'll be here in a couple of hours.
A couple of hours. And what are you looking at?
I'd like to thank the Academy. Promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Are you just about done?
Free Tibet!
Well, in addition to Malik, the show starred Laura Sangiacomo as a down-on-her-luck journalist who goes to work at the magazine owned by her father, played by the late, great George Segal. It also starred David Spade, Enrico Colantoni, and Brian Posehn. Just Shoot Me premiered on this day in 1997. So you think you can watch, so you think you can dance? You can. A new season of The Dance Competition, our number one pick, premieres tonight. Season 18 brings together 100 dancers ready to audition for the chance to compete on the show. They'll be judged by JoJo Siwa, Allison Holker, Maxim Tchmurkovsky, and Comfort Fadoke on their dance floor prowess and ability to adapt to the many different situations a dancer might find themselves in, whether we're talking about music video or Broadway, concerts or TV series. Here's a preview of what the new season will bring.
It is brilliant to be back on So You Think You Can Dance.
We scoured the country for the very best. The top 100 were invited, but only 10 will survive.
What? I feel like I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I love the fact that this show is a completely refreshed version of the brand.
We're back, baby.
Instead of now being an elevated dance competition, it is so much more than that.
Auditioning for this show is such a big dream of mine.
So what's happening this season is we're putting them into those real dance world situations.
We're fighting for one spot.
It's really about highlighting, can they do a music video? Could they be hired on Broadway? Could they be hired for a movie?
Not always the best talented dancer is going to parlay into a professional dancer.
So You Think You Can Dance shimmies its way into a new season tonight at 9 on Fox, or you can stream it tomorrow on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Tilly Ramsey, daughter of Gordon Ramsey, appeared on which non-culinary reality series? Shark Tank, Big Brother, or Strictly Come Dancing? Well, Tilly dropped into the 19th season of the British dancing show Strictly Come Dancing. The young chef found herself paired with professional dancer Nikita Kuzmin and was ultimately the 9th celebrity eliminated from the season. In the end, Rose Ailing Ellis, best known for her appearances on the BBC soap opera The EastEnders, won the season. And that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to Watch.